Our next guest, man, is one of my favorite hosts of all time. That doesn't mean he's been, doesn't mean he's old or anything. He's just been around a long time. From ESPN Radio, he hosts Freddie and Fritz. It's Freddie Coleman. How you doing, Freddie?
I am old. It's okay for you to say that I'm old. That's quite all right, my friend. That means I've been around for a long time. I'm okay with that, believe me.
Now, how dare you take a week vacation when the guys drive down there and you weren't there to say hello, Freddie? What's going on with that?
I had a previous commitment, believe me. I wanted to hang out with the guys because anytime I get a chance to get in touch with my people up in Vermont, I don't want to pass other opportunities, but I already had something planned, so unfortunately I could not be there to hang out with you guys.
Well, next time, Freddie, next time. We're coming back in the fall.
Good, because I'll be here in the fall, so that won't be an issue.
And you're buying, lunch at the cafeteria too. I just wanted to let you know that.
So I got to spend money now because of one previous commitment.
Yes,
one previous commitment.
That's your punishment. There you go.
Only on Arnie. I don't require that, Freddie. Let's get to your thoughts on Game 3 as a whole. And you know what? I'll say this, man. Kyrie Irving is my favorite player to watch in the NBA, and I think he proved it yesterday. I'm sad that the overall result overshadowed how good Kyrie was.
Well, Kyrie Irving, to me, is a tremendous, tremendous scorer in this league, but I've also called Kyrie Irving a 25-25 guy, where he can get you 25 and give a 25 to the other end because he lacks a lot as a defender. But I'm not going to hold that against him because Cleveland knew what kind of player he's going to be. And you need that guy to do what he did last night when he and LeBron James, they combined for 77 points. There wasn't any more that either one of those two guys can do. But when you have the ball and you have a six-point lead with about 3:10 to play, you have to find a way to finish that game. And what we saw from both of those guys was that they took ill-advised shots. Kyrie taking a step-back three, hadn't made one all night. LeBron James taking a fadeaway jumper in the lane. J.R. Smith trying to corner three that did not even come close to hitting the rim. It wasn't so much what Golden State's defense did down the stretch. Cleveland's offense was Golden State's best defense, and how many times have we seen when you do that against a great team, they're going to make you pay in spades, and that's what we saw in the final 3:10 of Game 3 last night.
All right, Freddie, you said a great team. So, I mean, how are we going to figure this out? Because I don't know where you stand on this, and I'm probably just a little bit older than you, but I don't see them doing – I don't see Golden State doing this to Magic and the Lakers, to Michael and the Bulls, to Larry and the Celtics, to the Detroit Bad Boys. I don't see that happening. Am I wrong on this? Are they better than all those teams or what, Freddie?
Well, I don't think you're wrong, but honestly, I never compare teams from different eras, mainly because I don't care. It's not fair. Seriously, it's not fair to the Golden State team this year, and it's not fair to those teams that you mentioned because all those guys are going to believe that they're better than anybody else. And that's what makes that kind of debate wonderful for people to be a part of. But I'd rather enjoy greatness when it's there. When Magic and Larry were doing their thing, I enjoyed their greatness. When the Knicks won championships in 1970, 1973, I enjoyed that greatness. Same thing with Michael Jordan. Same thing with Kobe Bryant and Shaquille O'Neal. Just like I'm enjoying the greatness now, what I've seen from LeBron James and what I'm seeing from Kevin Durant and Steph Curry. So it's okay that people want to feel that way. I'm not going to say that their opinion is wrong. I'm not going to say whatever thought process they have is going to be wrong no matter what side that they're on. But from my standpoint, I could care less about that because I enjoy greatness when it happens. Mm-hmm. I'm not interested in if the Bulls could have beaten Magic's team or Magic's team could have beaten Golden State or LeBron's Miami team, they could have beaten teams like the Bad Boys. To me, I'm completely not interested because I think that really undermines how great those teams were then and what Golden State is doing in great spades right now.
Freddie, what do you think the future is for Golden State? Do you think, A, they keep this core together and everyone stays happy for years and they go in and win 4 out of 6 titles? Or are money, ego, shots, injury, all those things going to derail this team eventually like we've seen with a lot of almost dynasties?
Here's the one thing, and I'm glad you mentioned that because it's something I'm going to talk about tonight. They have the perfect temperament for a guy along the lines of Kevin Durant to join them. And what I mean by that is Steph Curry could have cared less that Kevin Durant hit that three-pointer. He's interested in winning. Klay Thompson's the same way because if anybody could have been bothered by Kevin Durant joining this basketball team, it was going to be Klay Thompson. Well, they don't win without Klay Thompson's 16 points in the first quarter and his defense that has been magnificent all series long in the NBA. This is a Golden State team that is the reason that they are who they are is why Kevin Durant wanted to join them because he knew that he didn't have to worry about taking a back seat, but he didn't have to worry about ruffling any feathers and that he was going to fit in. Even Draymond Green said he noticed that Kevin Durant finally fit in when something happened and Steph Curry made a mistake. and Kevin Durant said, hey, Steph, man, you got to be outside on that. And Steph Curry didn't look sideways at him. He knew he made a mistake, and Kevin Durant was not afraid to call him out on it. Draymond Green said that's when we knew he was fully vested in what we're doing, and he was going to fit in even more so than ever before. So they're the kind of team that guys are not interested in going somewhere else and being the man on another team but not being a part of something special that they have with Golden State. So I don't think ego, jealousy is going to factor in, mainly because these guys are not interested in that. They believe the ring and competing for a ring and being in a championship ring field every year is going to trump any ego problems that I don't think will ever suffice and ever show up for Golden State.
Freddie Coleman, ESPN radio host, joining us right here on 101.3 ESPN. All right, Freddie, I like Lonzo. Matter of fact, I'm changing my name to LaArnie because I want to be part of the family there. I love him. I think he's going to make all the difference in the world. Plus, I think he's going to attract people to Los Angeles. Give me your thoughts on Lonzo and how you think LaVar is going to affect all this.
See, I'm with you on that one because I think Lonzo Ball has that chance where, not saying he could be a once in a generational player, but he can be an elite point guard in the NBA. I'm completely with you on that. And when you have the kind of infrastructure in Los Angeles, i.e. Magic Johnson, yeah, he is not going to allow a LaVar Ball to undermine what he's trying to do. Believe me, Magic's had to deal with egos all his life. He dealt with Pat Riley as a coach. He dealt playing against Michael Jordan, playing against Charles Barkley, playing against Larry Bird, even playing with Magic Johnson. Magic Johnson is one of the biggest egos that the NBA has ever seen. He is not going to allow a father of a player that he knows he needs to get the Los Angeles Lakers back on track being considered a championship organization. He's not going to let a guy that scored 12 points in one game at Washington State and got blown out by Arizona to undo exactly what he's going to try to do with the Los Angeles Lakers. So I know that LaVar Ball, he's great conversation for those who want to include him in this conversation. With me, at a certain point, Lonzo Ball is going to be a man.
Yeah,
and he's
going
to say, Dad, you can do whatever you want, but it's not going to affect me because I have to do what I have to do. And he's going to have an ally in that in Magic Johnson if the Lakers decide to take him at number two. There are too many strong-willed people that are not going to allow LaVar Ball to be the main guy and undo everything that they're trying to do.
Freddie, let's move over to baseball. What'd you make of the weird story from last night? David Price kind of unprovoked getting into it with a lot of members of the Boston media saying he's not going to speak unless he's pitching on that day. I get last year maybe him being frustrated by fans and media coverage, but this year he hasn't even been around to be chastised. What'd you make of that?
I wonder how much of this has been what he's heard, what Boston media members have said about him, either publicly or privately, because I'm blessed. I know a couple of people that live in that area and work in that area, and they said this has been building since last year, and he has not forgotten the treatment that he received and doesn't have a lot to do with the fans. He clearly understands that if you're not producing well, Boston fans, Red Sox fans are going to let you hear about it. But I don't think he understood the magnitude of how the media could be when it comes to covering the Boston Red Sox or even anybody in Boston, but specifically that baseball team, that organization. So this has been building since last year, and I think it's gotten to the point, based on what people have told me, that he's fed up with the media. And a lot of people warned him about the Boston media. They said, hey, you're going to get this money. It's a great organization. It's a great town. It's a great city to play in. But those media guys will drive you nuts if you allow them to. And I believe that's where we are with David Price right now. And David Price knows that if he's not out there doing well, then that's going to be a major issue. David Price clearly understands that he has to make sure that he's the best pitcher for Boston. And if that means he has to move them out of the way and move his focus where it's supposed to be, then he's willing to do that.
Freddie, what did you think of the comments made by Jerry Remy about the interpreter? Look, even though we don't agree with him, that doesn't mean he should have to apologize for that. Was it that upsetting that did he have to apologize for that or what?
It wasn't upsetting, but it was silly, to be honest with you. And I regard that the same thing that Mike Schmidt said about one of the players, Herrera, not being a leader because he doesn't understand, doesn't speak the language. I think it gets to a certain point that you got to leave that old antiquated thinking alone, because if that guy needs a translator out there to make sure that everything's understood on the baseball field between him and the catcher, I don't understand how that is a problem, to be honest with you. And even Jerry Remy clearly understood that once people made him aware that, hey, you can't say something like that and think that that's going to be okay with needing a translator. Major League Baseball is a global game. I wish, if anything, Jerry Remy should understand that players in the lower levels and the minor league levels probably need translators just to live day by day, much less being on a baseball field. So So that's why he backtracked from that. Was it upsetting? Yes. Did he say they apologize for it? Sure, because you have to know better, especially if you're representing an organization. And the Red Sox let him know that by backing away from him because of what he said that completely was all over the line and completely off base to me.
Freddie Coleman of ESPN Radio with us here on the Huddle on 101.3 ESPN. Freddie, breaking within about the last half hour,
yep.
Julian Edelman has agreed to a contract extension with the Patriots through at least 2019. To me, as the Patriots lock up this core that's getting older and older, I mean, Edelman's going to be 34 at the end of this deal. This signifies to me this is a Tom Brady-based move. Do you see it that way?
Oh, completely, because why would you not want to keep Captain America happy? Captain America is happy. Everybody's going to be happy. And I've said this about Julian Edelman. I don't know if he's an elite receiver, but he's elite in that offense. And because he's elite in that offense, that's the kind of guy that you don't have to worry about money changing that guy. Julian Edelman is all of a sudden not going to live the life of the fabulous and forget about football because he clearly knows where he came from playing quarterback in college. No one thought he would last a day in the National Football League, much less getting an extension right now. So we may have to look at him and start saying, hey, we know he doesn't look the elite wide receiver part, but he is an elite wide receiver in this offense. And that makes your offense better, and he does. And he makes your quarterback better, and we certainly have seen that. Then he deserves that extension. And even if he gets to 34 years of age, you don't look at Julian Edelman as a burner, so you don't have to worry about him losing speed.
Yeah.
But that quickness is still going to be there. And if he makes that offense go, where you have to deal with him, it makes Gronkowski better. But more importantly, it makes Tom Brady better. And why would you not want that if you're the New England Patriots?
Freddie, I know you are all over the NFL. So, I mean, you tell me what they're going to do with Jimmy Garoppolo, because I can't believe they're going to go ahead and let him finish this year, walk away, get nothing. I can't believe they're going to give him a one-year extension to pay him $24 million to sit on the bench. They have to trade him before the year starts to get what they can, or no, because they've already turned down, two first-round draft picks. What's going to happen here?
He is, to use a Pirates lingo, a gold doubloon, my friend. And when you have a gold doubloon like that, you have the piece in place where if you want to get draft picks for him, you can. If you want to be the heir apparent to Tom Brady, you can. If Jimmy Garoppolo starts making noise about that,
yes,
then it becomes a whole different issue.
Yes.
For the Patriots. Jimmy Garoppolo is in the perfect catbird seat situation because if they franchise tag him, he's going to get a lot of money. If they trade him, then they'll get picks for him, and then he gets his own football team. And if they wait until Tom Brady, they move him out of the way, then he takes over New England Patriots with Rob Gronkowski, Julian Edelman, and Bill Belichick being your head coach. That's why Jimmy Garoppolo and his representatives have not made any noise, because they know no matter what happens, they're in the best possible seat available for anybody not being a starting quarterback in the National Football League. So the Patriots don't really have to do anything, because Jimmy Garoppolo is good with them not doing anything, because he gets to sit behind Tom Brady, learn from Bill Belichick, and be a better quarterback no matter where his destination is going to be.
Freddie Coleman, everybody. Check him out on ESPN Radio. What time is the show tonight, Freddie? They can listen to you.
11 p.m. to 2 a.m. Me and Ian will get down with a lot of post-finals coverage from Game 3, looking at the Game 4. And, oh, yeah, we're going to talk about honky-tonk hockey. Nashville on one side, Pittsburgh on the other side playing Game 5 tonight.
And lunch on Freddie for everybody listening to the show tonight. How about that? Freddie, always a pleasure, my friend. I always love having you on, buddy. And we'll certainly catch up with you, especially if we come down to Bristol in the fall.
No doubt about that. You guys be well. Have a great weekend as well.
Thanks,
take
Freddie.
Care. Freddie Coleman, everybody. Check him out 11 p.m. Eastern tonight with Fritz.